Well, we've seen some pretty good strength as far as the grain markets are concerned. August, of course, gave us some really good strength with most of the markets putting in performances we haven't seen in over a decade. And now we look at to see if once we start September, can we hold these gains? The markets are extremely overbought right now, which means that we've had a lot more buying and very little selling taking place, which has caused the what we call moving averages to get a little bit out of whack from where they should be at. That indicates that we should be looking at some sort of a retracement. This market is continuing to watch headlines as well, as that was the case that we saw overnight as Russia came out, or Putin came out and made comments that said he could see Russia entertaining peace talks, measurable peace talks with Ukraine. Of course, that sent the wheat market sharply lower at 3 a.m., and it spilled over into the corn and the soybeans as well. So here we're looking at a little bit of a retracement coming into the marketplace. Right now it's healthy because we've had such a huge push in the grains that we need to see a little bit of a retracement or a little bit of profit taking to clean it up to give other people an incentive to come in and buy into this market. So right now that's kind of what the market's looking at. As far as other news, rain at this point doesn't seem like it's going to be helping the crop as we're already going into late maturity or into maturity for corn and soybeans. Pretty much across the US. So now we're looking at rain or weather not having such an influence, but we are still looking at demand as being pretty strong. That's helped sell the support the soybean market. The big news there is going to be, will Xi come over to the US and will they actually look at making some sort of a trade deal, or will he may sign some large purchase for US grains? All that is what the market's going to be watching as we move forward. September is going to be a pretty important month as it's going to set the final tone for where production is going to be, whether or not we see hot temperatures continuing to trim potential yields, or if we see things moderate a little bit. But September is still going to be an important report or month as far as the grains are concerned.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.